Hello and welcome to What's New in Movies. On tonight's programme, we'll be discussing three new films which have been released this week. Jules, over to you.
Thanks, Marissa. First off this week is the movie we've all been waiting for, Circle of Fear 2. And I can tell you now, you won't be disappointed. It is a fantastic film which must be seen to be believed. If you saw Circle of Fear 1, you will know that it is set partly in Africa and partly on the moon. Sounds crazy, I know, but you have to remember that the story takes place in the year 3003. Transport as we know it today doesn't exist. People travel by the force of their mind. The characters in the film think where they want to be, concentrate on that place for a few seconds, and arrive there. So you can live and work on two planets and go out for the evening somewhere else. The special effects are amazing, as is the soundtrack. A brilliant and exciting thriller with a difference. Well worth seeing more than once. Now, in complete contrast, another movie released this week is a love story called Sometime Never. The film begins rather slowly, and I thought this would turn out to be a movie not worth recommending. But I was wrong. There are some very surprising twists in the story, which is set in a small town in New Zealand. Not a particularly exciting scenario, but then, after about the first 10 minutes or so, the action switches. From that point on, quite a lot of the action is filmed around some hot water springs, which provide spectacular, and I would have thought extremely dangerous, shots of mud and water shooting up into the air like huge fountains. The director had obviously found a very brave cameraman, and some brave actors too. The story centres on a young couple who have agreed that their future together lies in running away. But nothing in life is that straightforward. I don't want to spoil the ending for you, but keep your eye on that water. It turns out to be very important. And the final movie out this week is a comedy called Give It Back. There are some well-known faces in this film, and you can relax and enjoy a funny and fast-paced movie full of good jokes, although quite a lot of the humour is visual. What makes the action visually so enjoyable is the fact that the entire film is shot on location in the mountains, and there are plenty of car chases which are fast and thrilling, full of sharp corners, screeching car tyres, and frightening shots of the valley below. As you might guess from the title, the story is based around a motorbike which has been stolen and which is then passed on by the thief to an unsuspecting member of the public just before he's caught by the owner. The owner always fails at the last moment to get his property back. The final sequence involves a really mad car chase, which takes place in a tunnel with the owner hanging onto the car roof. But as with all good comedies, you know that no one is ever going to come to any real harm. A fun night out and highly recommended. Next week, I'll be reviewing the latest film starring...
That's the end of part 2.